This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Maria Isabella Bell Boyd lived a good life as a child in the rich part of Martinsburg, Virginia, now West Virginia. She was precocious. When she was not invited to a party because the family told her she was too young, she mounted a horse, rode it into the house in front of the party guests, and said, "My horse is old enough, isn't he?" When the Civil War broke out, Martinsburg leaned very much on the northern side, but her family did not. Shortly after the start of the war, she shot and killed a Union soldier who had talked to her and her mother disrespectfully. Authorities agreed and let her go. At that moment, at the age of 17, she decided she wanted to help the Southern cause. So, she became a spy. And she was a very good spy, earning names in the Southern press such as the Cleopatra of the Secession, the Siren of the Shenandoah, and the Rebel Joan of Arc. At one time, she was able to get essential information to Stonewall Jackson, which eventually led his forces to recapture the town of Front Royal. And during the war, she was caught by the North no less than three times. The last time was on this date in 1864 when she was put in the old Capitol Prison in Washington, D.C. And on this date in 1961, Bob Dylan was injured in a car accident. Then exactly to the day, 5 years later, he was injured in a motorcycle accident. Maybe he should stay off the roads on July 29th. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.